Final Four, one of the most amazing, intriguing Final Fours ever. We are joined right now by the head coach at San Diego State. He's guided the Aztecs to three straight NCAA tournaments. This is their first Final Four in school history. The Aztecs are 32-6. They went 15-3 in conference play. They won their regular season and conference tournament titles. They were the 5 in the South. They advanced to the Final Four, where they're going to take on Florida Atlantic in Houston on Saturday. That game is 6 p.m. Eastern on CBS. Brian Dutcher is my guest. Brian, it's great to have you back. How are you?
Great, Jim. It's good to be with you.
Good to have you, Brian. Thanks so much for making time for us. Let me ask you, and I know I speak from experience because San Diego is, in fact, America's finest city. It is a great sports town, but it's taken its share of lumps over the years. But, Brian, I've lived there. I've worked there. I know that when it's good, it is incredible as a sports town. How is the community responding to this run, and how hyped is Aztec Nation right now?
We've got incredible fan support, Jim. You know that. The Ahas Arena is sold out every game. Our student section, the show, is as good as there is in the country. And the city embraces San Diego State. I mean, obviously, when the Chargers left, that was tough. But the Padres have put a great product on the field right at the cusp of greatness. And now San Diego State basketball continues to win, and now on the biggest stage.
It is great. Brian Dutcher joining us. It is the biggest stage. Now, you've said it yourself, quote, we are a defensive-first team. Everybody knows that about us, and our defense carries us, end of quote. I'm amazed at how hard you guys play defensively. Let me ask you this. Does playing elite-level defense require elite talent or elite desire?
It's a combination of both, Jim, obviously. We have great talent. That's not what I want to get lost, that we're just winning because we play hard. We have great talent that plays hard. And so we really put it together at the defensive end. We're connected like five fingers on a hand. We work together, and we're able to get stops. And then if we can score enough points, we find a way to win.
One more thought about that, Brian. I'm hearing what you're saying. I totally get it. But when you talk about that defensive standard that you're insisting upon, can you teach that, or do you have to recruit it, or is that also both?
We teach it, obviously. But it's part of our culture, Jim. When we recruit a kid, we tell him, you know, if you come here, you have to defend. You have to defend at a high level, and then offensively, we'll let you play with great freedom. And so when they agree to come and they don't play because they're not guarding, we can go back and say, we told you that before you came here. This is what it is. You agreed to this. And so we get great buy-in. It's not like we get them here and then tell them they have to play defense. They know what it is, and then they like the freedom they get to play with offensively.
We're talking San Diego State basketball. Brian Dutcher is the head coach there. Hey, Brian, you're not going to make it about you. You never will, but I will. So I'll do it for you. He spent 9 years as an assistant coach with Steve Fisher at Michigan, 18 more years with him at San Diego State before you finally get this shot to take over the program. Given the journey that you traveled, what is it like to be in the Final Four after all that time, all that work, all the sacrifices?
It's really gratifying, and it's not only for me, Jim. I'm not a guy that sees that, obviously. I'm happy for our staff. I'm most happy for our players. And I've had a chance to go. I went 3 times with Coach Fisher. So I embraced every one of them. And you never know if you're ever going to get to go back. And now that we get to go back, I'm just happy for our team getting to experience something that nobody usually gets to experience.
Now, Brian, you had a chance to go, and then you had a chance to go. And what I mean by that is you did go. In 1989, you went to the Final Four with Steve Fisher, and you were a part of that Fab Five era. And you had a lot to do with that, by the way. You were a great, great recruiter then. You are now. Safe to assume you could have left San Diego State for your own head coaching opportunity at some point. Why did you never do that?
I was just always happy with where I was at. You know, obviously I wanted to be a head coach. And everybody's path is different. I tell that when assistants come and go, that you have to choose your own path. And this is the path I chose. I know how hard a business it is. And if I wanted to retire in this business, I had to make wise choices. And so the best opportunity for me was just to stay here, especially once they named me coach in waiting, that I had the knowledge that when coach did retire, whenever that was, I was taking over something that I helped build with him.
We're talking San Diego State basketball. Brian Dutcher, my guest. So you shouted out to Steve Fisher after your Elite Eight win. Given the time you spent with him, what has he meant to you, both personally and professionally?
I mean, a tremendous mentor and a tremendous friend, you know. And I always said with Coach Fisher, they always asked me what his greatest quality was, and I always said, in a world of talkers, he was a great listener. And so hopefully I become a better listener over my years of being a coach.
So let me ask you this. How huge of a kick is he getting out of this run?
Oh, he's loving it. Loves every minute of it. This is the vision we sold when we came here, you know, 25 years ago, that this was a possibility. And now to see it happen, they weren't empty words. They weren't empty promises. We truly believe in our hearts that we could build a program here that was worthy of making a Final Four.
Hey, Brian, listen, it is America's finest city. There have been some really good players there, but what did you guys see? Frankly, what did you see 25 years ago in that program? What made you believe that this, in fact, could become the reality that it is right now?
Because it's a great university. We have great facilities. Viejas Arena had just been built, and so we had a arena that would attract players. We were in great recruiting territory. The Inland Empire, down the road from L.A., that we had recruits that were drivable distances from our campus, and that we believe that we could convince enough good players to come here and buy in. And that's what happened.
That is what happened. Brian Dutcher joining us. So, Brian, March. Is March for really good coaches, or is March for really good players?
I've always said March is for players. Coaches, we have to put them in a position to win. But whether you win or not, is based on those one shining moments, the players that step up and make plays on the biggest stage, and marches for players.
So what about those players? I've always wondered, Brian, the guys that are willing to step up, the guys who want the ball, the guys who want the shot, the guys who want that big stage, is that a product of preparation, or are they hardwired for it? Where do those guys come from?
It's just in their nature. It's how they've come up. It's the work they've put in. Darian Trammell was struggling, you know, scoring the ball. And I'd like to say, oh, I did this and that to help him out of that slump. All he did was believe in himself more than anybody else, and he didn't shy away, and he started shooting that ball. He didn't care what I wanted. He felt he was going to make it. And so credit to Darian for being tough-minded and just being ready for his moment.
So it sounds like you didn't need to tell him to keep shooting. He just knew.
Oh, he was going to shoot it whether I told him to shoot it or not. I might have told him not to shoot it. He was going to shoot it. And that's what good players do. You know, so sometimes they overcome coaching to be great.
That's awesome. Brian Dutcher joining me for another moment or so. So how good does it feel to know that as a head coach, you've got seven or eight dudes that can either get you a critical bucket or a critical stop or both late in any game, regardless of how big the stage is?
Yeah, our depth is our strength. We go nine deep. Everybody plays 20-some minutes a game. And we never know who's going to be the guy on a given night. Maybe we start Matt Bradley and he's rolling all game and we ride with that. Maybe he's having a tough night and Micah Parrish comes in and goes for 14 in the first half. And then we play that group. Whatever one's rolling is the one in at the end of the game. And so every game is different. That makes it a challenge as a coach, but it's kind of fun to see which group is playing the best and then ride that group at the end of a game.
Let me ask you, it makes it tough, makes it challenging for you as a coach, but do the guys themselves do, I mean, they want to be the guy, but do they care who the guy is? Are they selfless like that?
Yeah, everybody wants to play a deep bench, but most of the time you're massaging egos when you do. This team has bought into that concept. They want to win more than anything else. And I'm not going to say people don't get frustrated. Yeah, you want to be in all the time. But they're willing to accept that with this team and embrace it, and that's why we've been so good, because everybody's willing to accept that we're nine deep, and it might not be their night every night.
All right, so a final thought. When you watch, and what a great matchup. This is a fascinating matchup. When you watch FAU on tape, what jumps out at you, and what is your biggest concern in matching up with them?
They're the winningest team in the country. They've got more wins than anybody. They're deep as we are. They go 9 or 10 deep. They're playing. Nobody's playing over 26 minutes a game for them. And so it's two teams that are deep, that have bought in to being deep, and it'll be a heck of a matchup.
Hey, Brian, one thought. I know you're not playing one-on-one with Dusty May, and I understand what you just said about March being for players. Now, what can you say about a guy who is in charge of a program that had never won an NCAA tournament game before this year and is in the Final Four? I mean, it's so hard for me to even get my mind wrapped around that. What do you think about that achievement?
Just an incredible achievement by what he's done this year, a greatest season in the program's history. And this is what our path has been. Everyone talks about our path. Charleston, the greatest season in the school's history. Furman, the greatest season in the school's history. And now Florida Atlantic, the greatest season in the school's history. So we may not all be blue bloods, but we've got good teams that care and want to win.
That's the absolute truth, right? I mean, do you believe in things like fate, destiny, the universe, or only in matchups and who's in front of you?
A lot of it's matchups, but it's like you said, Jim, we talked a minute ago, it's all about players. You know, not shying away from the moment, not being afraid of the moment, being fearless. And that's what I said to the guys in Louisville. That's what Muhammad Ali said, confidence, confidence. It's all about being fearless. And we're playing fearless, and so are they.
All right, so leave me with this thought, though, Brian. It's all about being fearless, but you can't be fearless unless you do the work, right? Or can you?
No, you have to put the hours in. You know, these kids put hours in. We work long hours as coaches, but they work long hours in the gym long after we've gone home, trying to perfect their trade, their shot, their ability to make timely free throws, and they've earned their March moment, and so I'm just so happy for the players in every program that gets to experience this.
Yeah, I'm happy for them. I'm happy for you. I'm happy for San Diego. It's great. It's all a great, great story. San Diego State's won 32 games. They had a great running conference, and they're in the Final Four for the first time. Brian, I appreciate you, and I appreciate you making time in what is obviously a very busy week. Good luck this weekend.
Thanks for having me, Jim.